This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Isaiah Thomas's bad behavior is burning up the blogosphere. Yesterday, a New York jury ruled the Knicks head coach sexually harassed a woman who used to be a team exec. It ordered the team owners to pay her $11.6 million. And here to tell us what else is popping up on our blog is News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So what are bloggers saying about the case?
Well, about Thomas, the general sentiment is this. How could a guy who's so successful be so arrogant and so openly reckless? You remember that during the trial, he tried to draw a distinction between blacks and whites, using the B word to describe black women. Well, one blog summed it up as a spectacularly bad run of business acumen. The blog What About Our Daughters calls the $11.6 million punitive damage a, quote, stupid tax. Stupid, she says, because the team's owners would have been smarter to settle with the female executive who brought the case. And blogger Mark Anthony Neal has written an essay where he says Thomas was always the little man in a big man's game, and he points to this case as proof of it.
So what else is popping off on our blog?
Well, Thomas is still a big issue. One of our readers, Moji Odorinde, says Thomas should be fired, she says, due to an executive running a storied basketball franchise to the ground with senseless operational moves. But she says the team's owners and its chairman deserve to get the brunt of the punishment for allowing a hostile work environment to exist. And one person summed it up this way. She says, Michael Vick, OJ, now Isaiah Thomas. What's with this trifecta of rich black guys behaving badly? So that's the main issue these days.
So we've been going over the Gina Six case as a watershed movement for black blogs and for online activism. What's the follow-up?
Well, people are now looking back on those demonstrations and trying to figure out what their real impact was and whether it'll spark a long-term commitment to social justice. On our blog, reaction was mixed. We have a comment that says, marches can help change laws, but they very rarely change minds or attitudes. And on the other side, we have one from Leslie Hall who says the Gina rally was not misguided. At least people were reminded that racism exists, and that in itself is a great thing when you consider the power of denial. So the jury on Gina's impact is still out for the most part.
So when you go to News and Views, anything else?
Yeah, there's some great back and forth about Republican presidential candidates snubbing the black and brown vote. And there's a reaction to your post about integration and cultural coalition building. I'd say there's a few responses from experts at code switching, people who are pretty good at going back and forth between different groups. So folks can read those and join in.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.